Because I am serving you. They say that I waste my time. Because I worship you, Lord.
They say I waste my life. Because I am serving you. Yes, I know I waste my time.
Because I worship you, Lord, and I waste my life again and again on you, Lord, on you, Lord. Oh, then it been wasted, Lord. On you, on you, on you. What a good way, what a good way to be wasted. On you, on you. Thank you, Father, for this good way to be wasted on you. We give you the praise and the honor for the privilege to be wasted on you. We worship you, we honor you, and we adore you. Thank you, and thank you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. The Lord bless his word in the precious name of Jesus. We are going to continue today in this blessing Sunday and trust God to be as sharp as we can, because we have the communion and also the blessing to release from financial wisdom from financial struggle to financial stardom. This will be part 3, I believe. We read 1 Kings chapter 10 verse 23 all the way to verse 25 the last time. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver and vessels of gold, and garments and armor and spices and horses and mules, a rate year by year. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. Last Sunday we established 3 things concerning the finances of God's people. That was 1, that God owns the earth and everything that is in it. 2, that God is pleased to give his resources to his people. He owns the earth. He owns everything that is in the earth. And secondly, God is pleased to give his resources to his people. 3rd, we said that God releases or gives his resources to his people on the basis of covenant work or covenant wisdom. God releases or gives his resources to his people on the basis of covenant work, on the basis of covenant wisdom. So we began to look at the covenant wisdom for supernatural abundance. And 1 was, place the love of God above the love of money. We must place the love of God above the love of money if we are going to see supernatural supply. 2,
Make kingdom vision your major reason for financial blessing. Make kingdom vision your major reason for financial blessing, not just materialism. Number three, promptly obey the law of sowing and reaping. Promptly obey the law of sowing and reaping. Beginning with the Titan. Already, people are testifying about financial supplies, and I'm telling you, in this season, we are going to see financial miracles like never before. The kind of supply you have never seen in your life. And so we saw that, promptly obey. Number four, to organize and order your resources and finances. Organize it. You must know which money is this and which is that. Organize and order your resources and your finances. And number five, to decrease your expenditure and increase your investment. Decrease what you spend and increase in what you invest. And then we began to find out, what is the area I should invest? Invest strategically. We looked at six areas of such strategic investment. The area of drastic need. We looked at the area of your potential, the area of your wisdom or expertise, the area of your affection or passion, what you love, the area of your learning or your knowledge. Then we have the area of divine direction or revelation. We looked at all of that. Now we're going to move to point number seven. Please, if you were not in the service last Sunday, the teaching was very, very explosive. Whether you are a businessman, whatever you are, someone, a billionaire, I believe, told me last Sunday, he said, after hearing the message, you want to multiply the messages and then give it to as many people as possible. And he said, another one said that it's like learning from wherever, Harvard or anywhere, just free of charge like that. I believe that it has so much, no matter your level financially, there is so much to learn from this. Number seven, avoid the lifestyle of borrowing and indebtedness. The lifestyle of borrowing and indebtedness. Deuteronomy chapter 15 and in verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 15 and in verse 6. It said, for the Lord thy God blesseth thee, as he promised thee, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, but thou shalt not borrow, and thou shalt reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over thee. Thou shalt lend unto many nations, but thou shalt not borrow. Thou shalt not borrow. Romans chapter 13 and in verse 8. He said, owe no man anything, owe no man nothing, but to love one another. For he that loveth another has fulfilled the law. Owe no man nothing. Two things I want you to know about the lifestyle of borrowing and indebtedness. Number one, borrowing is an anti-covenant practice. It is an anti-covenant practice. Anti-supernatural supply covenant practice. When we say covenant practice, it is not just sowing and reaping. There are many things that are involved in the practice of the covenant of God's covenant with his people of supernatural supply. Not borrowing, not living the life of waste, and several other things. Borrowing is an anti-covenant practice that nullifies the effect of other covenant practices. It nullifies the effect of other covenant practices. That is, you are a tither, you are a giver, you are a sower, but you are also a borrower. It is plus one, minus one. The effect, what your sowing would have done for you is knocked off by your borrowing lifestyle. It is like putting one leg forward and then, rather, it's like putting one leg in the pit in order to remove the second leg out of the pit. That is, the leg, this leg is in the pit, and now you put this one inside the pit in an attempt to remove this one. You have not gone anywhere. It's an anti, don't forget that. It's an anti-covenant practice. It is like working against God's agenda for your supernatural supply. Second thing to note is that borrowing is spending money you don't yet have that is attacking the harvest before it arrives. It is borrowing, it is spending the money you don't yet have, thereby attacking the harvest before it arrives. You are attacking your harvest before it arrives. So the harvest is dead before it arrives. It's a very, very tragic thing. Borrowing. Avoid it. At any level. I believe that you can be a mega billionaire and still not borrow. I met, someone spoke to me, I think during the May convention. And we're speaking on phone. And he told me, he said, please, you have the privilege of talking to people, let them know, let church, let Christians know that borrowing is not the way to go. He said before he borrowed money, he had at least nothing less than $1 billion that was his own money. But after he borrowed, he's now literally struggling to come out of debt. That is everything just servicing the banks and servicing. And he said, in his own word, that there are some financial institutions that can actually fight you to the point where they repossess everything you have to service their debt. He said it's a strategy. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It is not the way to live. It's not the way to live. I met a covenant practitioner, a Christian man, who is, before I met him, he was doing business in one state of the country and then prophetically declared over his life and so on. And now he has projects in 34 out of 36 states of this country. And he said, I have not borrowed once from the bank. He said, I made up my mind to practice the covenant. He said he has enough money to mobilize himself no matter the volume of the project. He made up his mind, and that has taken him to a realm of resources beyond his imagination. Avoid the lifestyle of borrowing and indebtedness. Number 8, ensure a demarcation. Ensure a demarcation between business capital and expendable income. Between business capital and expendable income. Between the money that belongs to the business and the money that can be spent. It is not every money that is in your hand that can be spent. Many people don't know this difference. So, before you can know it, what they do collapses. In Genesis chapter 47 and in verse 23. Genesis chapter 47 and in verse 23. Then Joseph said unto the people, behold, I have bought you this day and your land for Pharaoh. Lo, here is seed for you, and you shall sow the land. Keep going. I'm reading all the way to verse 24. And it shall come to pass in the increase that you shall give a fifth part unto Pharaoh. That is your tax. 20%. And 4 parts. 80% shall be your own. Out of that 80%, there is one that you use to sow the field. That is your capital. That you use to multiply the business. Another one for your food. Another one for them of your household. And then another one for them of your little ones. There must be the division of the money such that every money is not spendable. Let me give you an example. That is, you are running a business and let me make the profit very generous. You are running a business and then you have the profit of, let's say, 10 million a month. Somebody say amen. Anybody who trusts God for that realm, say amen. Or rather, you have a profit of 20 million a month. Somebody say loud amen. Or you have a profit of 50 million a month. Somebody say amen. Can somebody say louder, amen? So you said to yourself, 5 million is tight. So what is left is 45 million. And then you said, whatever givings you are going to give, is so and so amount. And then you said, another, let's say 10 to 20, let's say 10%. But in case you have so much need, make it up to 20%, and you say, that will be what will attend to you, attend to your family, attend to your dependents. Let's say 50% remains as the capital for the business. That is 25 million. Right out of the income or more, depending on what you are doing. And so that under no circumstance will any need arise that you make you branch into the money that is meant to go and bring more money. You know, there are people out of the money that is for the business, that is what they pay school fees. Money for the business, food for house. Money for the business, somebody has need in the village. That's where they are sending. Money for the business is what they are using to enjoy personal life. Even to buy car, except that car is going to be business car that is going to bring more money. That is how Africans run down their destiny. A stranger just appears from the village. I am stranded, house rent. Out of business money, house rent. You can do that good today and be stranded the rest of your life. How about multiplying that money from 50 million to 100 million a month? And from 100 million to 200 million? Until you have now more percentage to help more people. There must be that clean demarcation. As a businessman, a financial person, that if business is, you can place yourself on a salary. I told a man that like that many years ago. He has money in 90s today. He said, I followed your counsel. I don't just spend money anyhow like that anymore. I said, I'm now on salary. My salary is so and so a month. So the money that comes from the business is growing, is multiplying the business. Anything that bothers me or bothers my family, I now spend out of my salary. I don't consider the whole of the business money as my money anymore. I have a salary I'm paying myself. And I'm living out of the salary. Yes, you can increase your salary as the business grows. But yet, you have that demarcation. And I can tell you, when that is done, hear this. Order is the foundation for increase. You can write it down. God blesses order with increase. When you order, he said to him that ordereth his conversation, will I show the salvation of the Lord. Order is the foundation of increase. If you can order your life, you can order your resources, you will be shocked at where you will go. The time can come when your salary can now be 10 million because of so much that is coming. When your salary now can be 20 million because of so much that is coming. Am I communicating at all? But this is very, very important. And if your spouse, either husband or wife, is running a business, don't run them down with your personal needs. Don't run them down. Don't run them down. Don't run them down. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Don't use the whole of your business money. Can I be very, very blunt? If your business cannot give you the kind of house your mates are living, start with a small house. Start with a small car. If your business cannot pay for 2-bedroom flat, pay for 1-room self-contained. For today, you delay gratification to maximize satisfaction. You delay gratification of today to maximize satisfaction tomorrow. I'll push it a little further in the second service. Said, life is so funny. People borrow the money they don't have to impress the people they don't like. So their upkeep becomes their downfall. He doesn't like the man, but he wants to show up. Let me show you that I have money too. And then he borrows the money he doesn't have to impress the person he doesn't like. The person standing here today, I'm a medical doctor trained. My wife is a medical doctor trained. I like taste. I like quality. I'm not inferior. I don't feel inferior to nobody under heaven. I carry myself with honor. In fact, if you see my walking step, you know. I carry myself with honor, dignity, class. But my wife and I, two medical doctors live in one room in a boys' quarter for a start. After leaving two different official accommodations in the hospital, we were working in two hospitals. She was in one, I was in one. Had two different accommodations there. We started with one room self-contained. About five people were in the same one room. If I came out of that one room, you wouldn't know where I came out from. Not self-contained. One room, not self-contained. One room. You wanted to go to the toilet, you come out of the room. Oh yes. You wanted to do kitchen, you come out of the room. Two doctors. 13 months. Are you following what I'm saying? So, and people see you today, they don't know where you are coming from. They don't know the sacrifices. They thought we just arrived. But that was done for that time, so that a future can be created. There are some living in duplex now. They have no business to live in that duplex. Mind you, I came from a good background also. I grew up to live in story building, like we used to say, upstairs in those days. The story building of our father is over 50-something years. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Wife, the same thing. But you have to kill that class and start from the beginning. Because your father's result is not your result. Hey! That is why some children of so-called big people don't succeed in life. Their head is spoiled with looking after what they think belongs to their family until they are rendered useless. Check this country, you see many of the people who prosper, their children are wasted. Can I ask you a question? Some of the most significant people, names you have heard in this country, less than 1% of them, you will still hear the name of their children. Check the presidents. Check. Just check. Where? They didn't know how the money came. So they couldn't know how to sustain it. If you will be able to sustain it, you should be able to know how it arrived. Am I communicating? So accept your status for now so you can establish a future for yourself. I believe that somebody is going somewhere. Somebody is going somewhere. Somebody is going somewhere. Somebody is going somewhere. Somebody is about to be very, very impactful and important. If you are that one, shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Ensure that demarcation between that business capital and expendable income. Because God blesses order in order to avoid collapse. Number 9, employ diligence in business. Employ diligence in business. In Proverbs chapter 10 and in verse 4. Proverbs chapter 10 and in verse 4. The Bible said, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. But the hand of the diligent maketh rich. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. But the hand of the diligent make rich. To be slack is to lack. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. But the hand of the diligent make rich. Proverbs chapter 22 and in verse 7. Proverbs chapter 22 and in verse 7. The rich. Sorry. 22:27. Start from verse 26. Let's shift. Let's look at Proverbs 10:24. right. 29, that's right. Seest thou a man that is diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean or ordinary men. Seest thou a man that is diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings. I'd like you to note this down. Number one, that diligence is the way of eminence and abundance. It is the way of eminence. It is the way of abundance. It's the way of eminence. It's the way of abundance. Number two, you must give life all it takes if it must give you all it contains. You must give to life all it takes if life must give to you everything it contains. Everything it contains. In Romans chapter 12 and in verse 11, he said, not slothful in business. Don't be lazy. Not slothful in business. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Not slothful in business. 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 Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. When Joseph's brethren arrived in Egypt and Pharaoh was trying to do Joseph a favor, he made demands from Joseph in Genesis chapter 47 verse 6. Genesis 47 and in verse 6. He said, the land of Egypt is before you. In the best of the land, make your father and your brethren to dwell. In the land of Goshen, let them dwell. And if you know any of your brothers and sisters who is a man of activity among them, then make them to command my cattle, my resources. That activity there is Kail. It is men of energy, men of valor, men, hardworking man, alacrity. Not people that are just toddling around. If you know anyone who is energetic, let him command my resources. See, you need energy to fulfill destiny. You need energy to command prosperity. I heard the story of a man with businesses in over 126 countries of the world. 126. He will wake up by 2:30 a.m. when most people are still snoring on their bed to calculate and orchestrate his concerns around the world. I met a businessman who says he can boast highest four hours sleep in the night. As at 1999, he was already worth over ₦1 billion. You know, ₦1 billion then is different from ₦1 billion now. ₦1 billion then. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? There are people who are too sleepy to succeed. Even inside church, guy is sleeping. There's nothing you can do to convince me why you must sleep inside church. Nothing. Will you sleep in front of a president of a country? He's talking, you are dozing. It is on seriousness of life. I told one pastor one day, sitting in the front, dozing. I said, if I catch you again, I move you to the back. You're not qualified to sit in the front dozing. If you are sleeping as a pastor, what will you do if the congregation is all of them are sleeping on you? Many people, their destiny slipped through their hands because of over laziness. You see, you must come to the point where you respect yourself too much to beg. You respect yourself too much to beg. You respect yourself too much to borrow. You respect yourself too much to depend on your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your wife. That one is the shameless one. Shameless. I cannot imagine sitting and I tell my wife, I say, oh, so what about food money this month? And he said, I don't have food money. Well, madam, take care of the food. Children's school fees. Well, are the children not for both of us? Try your best. Let's try. It's a shame. Both of you should wear dress. Remove your suit and wear dress. There are two women in the house. It's a shameful thing. Carry, if you need to carry concrete on your head, it will correct the head. Go to construction site. Say, I am tired of sitting at home. I'm tired of begging. I'm tired of my brother feeding my family. I am tired of depending on wife. I'm tired. From the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom suffer violence, and the violent take it. Am I communicating at all? This is very, very, very important. Refuse. If you are lazy, life can never be easy. See, the other day, I was meant to go to preach somewhere, and somebody who was coming for the same program, also to minister, was kidnapped on the road 2 days before I would go. That devil of kidnap is a bastard in this country. Their tenure has expired. So I called the host. I said, so what happened? He said, oh, the man was coming and so, and was kidnapped on the road. I said, so what's happening? He said, oh, the people are demanding so and so and so amount. I said, it is well. The Lord rebuke those demons. He shall give us victory in this country. So what is my own time of ministration? Now you change the topic straight. What is my own time? Instead of, because of what is happening on the road, can you pardon me not to come? What is my own time of ministration? He says, so and so time. I said, all right, see you then shortly. You heard that somebody, that such a thing happened on the road, and you are following that road. My wife, she didn't go with me for that ministration. For not because of the news. It was already agreed it was already agreed that she was not to go. But later on, she told me, she said, well, it was good that she didn't go for that ministration. She said, but she cannot understand what kind of ruggedness is this. You are talking about such a thing, and then you are still going on that road. You know what is in my mind? In my mind, the catapult of David. If the wars come to the wars, the catapult of David will finish Goliath. Selah. And those people walk by charm. They go to the road when their malam say road is clear. So malam will also tell them road is not clear today. If you go, you are dead. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. You go, you are dead. You know? And then, here you are restless from Abuja midweek fire blasted on Tuesday morning here. I'm sure you heard some fire blast. Some of you who are not in the healing service, I'm sure you heard some news of some fire that burnt here. You didn't hear? Holy Ghost raw fire. You didn't hear the charge concerning our country and several other things on Tuesday? Then what have you heard? Praise the Lord. Ask other people after service. Let me not repeat it now. You traveled.
start cruise and then midweek service, then start crusade on Thursday, Friday, Saturday you went to you to preach, and then Saturday evening you came to minister here at a crusade in Cuba, and then Sunday you are in two services, and then the schedule continues like that. And there is somebody tying wrapper by 10 a.m. sitting at home waiting for roasted chicken to fly into his mouth. It doesn't work that way. Every spirit of lethargy, every spirit of laziness, I declare it is dead. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. Every spirit of laziness, every spirit of weakness, every spirit of weariness, I declare it dies now. In the name of Jesus. Diligence, please, please, whatever, take your seat. Tomorrow morning, anyone here who claims he doesn't have a job, stand up in the morning. Wear your suit, knack your tie. Carry briefcase. I just been moving from office to office. I came here to get my job. They say, which job? I came here to get my job. One young man went to an office. He just went somewhere. He came and he's a HND holder. And they said, we need somebody who has school certificate. He's a dispatch rider. You're overqualified for this. Okay, employ me for this level until any position comes for me. But I can start with school cert level. That was how they employed him for a supervisor level. And still look, he was so desperate. Somebody else came to an office and they said, well, no, you are in novice, you just graduated. We are looking for job, somebody with job experience. It's okay, employ me and pay me nothing until I get experience. pay me nothing until I get experience. When I get experience, interview me again. When they looked at him, they said, this one cannot be denied. He was employed on the spot because they violently take it. When you are too patient, you become a patient. Patient with affliction. You know, to be a patient, you must be patient. Lie down on the bed. Injection 1, 2, 3, bring your hand. Yes, sir. We are trying to look for veins. We can't find here. Okay, check the other side. She says, you have to be patient to be a patient. That will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. I made up, my wife knows. I made up my mind. If I was not a pastor, anything else I was doing by the alacrity. When I was a medical doctor, I worked 3 places in a day. One in the morning, one in the afternoon, one in the evening. And then coming back home, I carried passenger with the vehicle. What is empty car doing? Kabu Kabu. Zaria Road. From, what do you call it now? From Al-Heri side, Zaria Road. Those of you who know just that road, that abuse, all the way to Plateau Hospital. So my route. Blasting in tongues while driving. Preaching up to the people also. Ola, ola. By all means, you make up your mind. You can't be stranded. By all means. When I was in Form 5 in secondary school, I met my father. I said, I want to do Los Ros bus conductor. From 5, secondary school, that's SS2. One of the big buses. He said, you want to? I said, yes, okay. Feel free and go. That was how I climbed one of the luxury buses. Route, Kano to Lagos, Kano to Lagos, Kano to Lagos. So I know all the place there. Mokwa, Jeba, All the road there, all the road there, Birnin-Gwari, Tegina, all the road to Kaduna, all the road in between, everywhere. Bus spoils in the night, you stop, change tire. Even though at that time there are bigger people who were changing the tire. Are you following what I'm saying? And it was giving me handsome resources in my pocket. Shining. Go to CMS. Yaba. Just select some very sharp looking smart dresses. It didn't start today. Ay, 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 ay. Stand on your feet and say, in the name of Jesus. Say it, in the name of Jesus. I must succeed. I shall succeed. I refuse to be lazy. I cannot be lazy. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as you take your seat. Is anybody getting anything here today? Employ diligence, energy. Refuse to be lazy. I'm not preaching to you now from theory. I'm preaching to you from a practitioner's point of view. Number 10, employ excellence. Excellence. Give your very best. And bring out the very best. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, and in verse 17, 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 17, and said unto Saul, and said Saul unto his servants, provide me now a man that can play well, and bring him to me. Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite that is cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. 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 He is cunning. He is excellent. He is at the peak of his job. This is 2 points I want you to note. First, that excellence, again here, excellence is the way of abundance. Excellence. The way of excellence is the way of abundance. David stepped into the palace of Saul at the frequency of excellence. He stepped into the palace of King Saul at the frequency of excellence. Excellence is the way of abundance. Secondly, mediocrity is the foundation for poverty. Mediocrity. When a man is a mediocre, you do things anyhow. You lay the foundation for poverty. Mediocrity is the foundation for poverty. Everything you do, do it at their best. Do it at its best. Don't do shabby jobs. Don't do shabby jobs. Don't give out shabby output. Do it at its best. Hallelujah. Somebody did a painting of me many years ago. And he put the picture of a secondary school holder who never went to study anything. He placed a picture side by side with what he painted to say, compare and tell me if there is any difference. No difference. The painting was like the picture. Excellent. Those are the kind of paintings that the people pay millions for. Someone else did a painting of me. That one has, I think he has either a HND or a degree or something, a graduate or something. He did a painting of me. When I saw the painting, the question I ask is, how did I offend you? Okay. If I did anything wrong, tell me directly instead of painting it.
extra allowance for ears, extra allowance for nose. Don't give me allowance. You're giving me extra allowance or giving me discount. Some places were discounted.
I looked at it and said, certificate. He has the certificate, but is not certified.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And if such a person should present his handwork, he already closed his door before he stepped there. Beloved, excellence is your doorway to eminence and abundance. Let's move on because of time. Number 11, do what you know and know what you do. This would be a foundation for excellence as well, but do what you know and know what you do. If you are going to command resources, do what you know and know what you do. The summary of this is study all you can in your line of business or investment. Study all you can in that line. Do what you know and know what you do. Study all you can in your line of business or investment. People come to you and they say, there is this new investment. It will pay you 10,000 naira every month or 20,000 naira every month. Don't just hurriedly and without thought push money in there. Find out exactly what they do, how they do it, how it generates the resources. Somebody brought an investment to us some time ago, and that is to the church in terms of, you know, I know that many years ago, we had some money lying down there, and instead of lying, well, is there anywhere it can be fixed? Anything that can give it some percentage? And then some people introduce shares, and then that was done. And then just under 24 hours, I became restless. Can this money be moved out now? And that was done. The next day, there was a crash. People lost billions and millions. So that kind of thing. So somebody came and said, there's an investment. There are this and that. And this is what they are doing. So question I ask is, what do you do? All right. If somebody gave you 1 million or 500,000, what do you do with the money that will make you give him the interest? What do you do with the money? He couldn't explain. And if he tried to explain, the explanation wasn't clear. So what would happen therefore is, this person's money is used to give this person interest and profit. It's called a Ponzi scheme, pyramidal scheme. This person's money is used to pay this person interest. So it is by getting more money that they pay people. Where people stop depositing, the payment ends. Oh yeah, it crashes. And many of them have crashed like that. What do you exactly do that causes you to give people interest? It's a simple question, sir. So there are people who have lost money and lost resources because they are not doing what they know and they don't know what they do. Your money is in an investment, and what are they doing in that investment? Do you know? They are trading. What trade? Hola, hola. Do what you know. Now, do what you know. And in case somebody introduces something to you and you are not sure of it, know what you do. Know it. And if it is your line of business, any training you take yourself to improve your life in your line of business is worth it. If you are into property business, understudy big property business people. Understudy big estate developers. Understudy them. What are they doing? Whatever is your line. Look at this. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 19, and in verse 27. 1 Kings 19, 27. All right. Get me 2 Chronicles 8, 18. Solomon needed some people sent to him for a particular assignment. And he asked for the king of Tyre. And Huram sent him by the hands of his servants ships and servants that had knowledge of the sea. Knowledge of the sea. And they went with the servants of Solomon to Ophir and took thence 450 talents of gold and brought them to King Solomon. Huram did not send everybody in his country. He only sent knowledgeable people on very crucial assignment. This is what it means to you. One, to be knowledgeable is to be marketable. Knowledgeability is marketability. If you are, in fact, knowledgeability is profitability. The thing you know, and you know it well, will bring you profit. The thing you know, and you know how to do it well, will bring you profit. That is why I said last Sunday, some people took their family's business to the next level. Because they grew up in it, they got a lot of knowledge there, and so they took it far ahead of their father or their mother or their family. Because knowledge is key to profit. Now, second, knowledge means knowledge is two words. Know, edge. What you know gives you an edge over your contemporaries, over in your generation. What you know gives you an edge. To know is to have an edge. Any area where you know, in that area you have an edge. And there is no end to knowing. Almost everything now can be learned online. Almost anything now. Right? How to make this, how to make that, how to make this. New trends in interior decoration, new trends in fashion designing, new trends in this and that. And what you know gives you an edge. Finally, uphold integrity. Be faithful. Uphold integrity. Be faithful. If you are going to command resources, uphold integrity. Genesis chapter 14 and in verse 22 to verse 24. Genesis 14 verse 22 to verse 24. And Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread, even to a shoe lashing, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou should say, I have made Abraham rich. I won't take anything from you. I won't take what is yours. In case you say, you made me rich. That is integrity. I won't take what is yours. Genesis chapter 39 verse 5 to 6. You saw the story of how Joseph was made overseer of the house of Potiphar. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. He didn't know anything that he had except the bread, the food which he ate. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. He left everything in Joseph's care. And nothing was missing. Not a pin was missing. Look at Job. Job chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 3. Job chapter 1, verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright. And one that feared God and eschewed evil. And his substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she asses, and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. Greatest of all the men of the East. Greatest of all the men of the East. Greatest
of all the men of the earth. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. He was the greatest of all the men of the east. Can I say this to you? Financial integrity. Two things. Is the platform for kingdom prosperity. Financial integrity is the platform for kingdom prosperity. That is, the prosperity of this kingdom drives on financial integrity. On the other hand, financial crookedness is the way to future wretchedness. Financial crookedness is the way to future wretchedness. Now I can tell you, Mobutu Sese Seko, Democratic Republic of Congo, amassed so much wealth. He died without a penny, died in exile, without one penny of that amount. Idi Amin Dada of Uganda almost finished that country with fraud and crookedness. He died without a dime of that money. Keep on going. Our own country here, people who have lived in time past, some of them you don't want to hear their name now. Crookedness. How many of you know how many people come out of office in this country? Governor, senator, this or that, and become broke on the spot. I don't know if you know. Broke on the spot. More broken than broken record. That is why some of them insist on becoming something. You were senator before you became governor. You become governor, you want to return back to senate. Not for service delivery. Not for impact, but free money collection. 50 million for constituency development. How many million for something, something allowance? Something, something for something, something allowance. Not a borehole is dug. And it is not hard to make impact. With only 5, 10 million, you can impact the community on a monthly basis. Yet, Sisi will not come out. It is Aradite Bank. Managing Director, Aradite Bank. Evostick. Super glue. So they must remain there. Somebody must remain there. They do everything, kill people to get to power. Because if they come out of power, wind blow chicken. Wind blow foul. Nakedness is exposed. It's better to make money by yourself than to hang on a system just for money. In most developed countries, the people who go into power are people who are successful in every realm. Successful lawyer, successful doctor. Successful this, successful that. Have enough resources mustered. But not so here. Wretchedness. Many are wretched today. Because they were crooked yesterday. Let me say a second point and we end there. I'm sure you know this. Anything that is not yours by right does not increase your life. Any income that is not yours by right does not bring you increase. It brings you losses. Losses. I will say more about this in the second service. It does not bring you increase, it brings you losses. In the second service, on this point, I will share the story of a man I knew when I was a small boy, a mechanic that became a millionaire stroke billionaire from Onisha side. on the ground of financial integrity. Roadside motor mechanic. From there to spare parts seller. From there to spare parts importer. From there to importer of heavy duty equipment. Integrity financially will take you far. I don't have one check of this church in my possession. Checkbook. I don't even have my personal check in my possession. The checkbook of church is in the account's possession. My personal checkbook is in my wife's possession. Okay? That's how free I am with money. Free from money. I master money. It doesn't master me. I don't have any check in my possession, but I can summon any amount, anytime by his mercies. Am I communicating? Somebody brought an offering the other day. Say, I brought it to you. I say, what is this for? You say, I came to give thanksgiving. I say, thanksgiving to me or to God? God is the one that receives thanksgiving. Don't put me in trouble. Don't give me what belongs to God. I direct you. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. I told you that the story of our sister here who was healed of the neck condition and brought offerings in dollars. See, I came to appreciate. I said, oh, I won't collect an offering because I'm not your healer. God healed you. If you want to give it, go to church and give it. And she came in and dropped it in the church. Only for her to return home and the same envelope with the same money was inside her bag. Pastor say, I won't collect it. God say, me too. I heal you free of charge. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know somebody learned something today. Don't struggle for it if it is not yours. Don't look at it if it is not yours. Don't struggle for it. What is yours is coming. Don't take 1 million and lose $1 million. 10 million naira. What is not yours will not increase you. Somebody say aloud, amen. One of the young men came to me the other day. He said somebody gave him, I think, 50 million to buy a house or to buy something for him. After he finished, he realized that he bought the thing, I think, for 47 or 40, for 40 million thereabout. And he told the man, he said, you asked me to buy a house or buy this for so and so amount. I have about 10 million change for you. The man said, what? I already gave you the money. I have about 10 million change for you. The man gave him the account to wire the change. After he wired the change, the man wired back to him. How many times that amount? I can't remember now. See, I don't know such people exist. Again. Began to do mega things with him. Another young man dealt with a man with integrity in this church. And I said to someone the other day, I said, I'm not wasting my life. People are hearing what they are doing what they are hearing. See, he dealt with a man with integrity to such a point. He would refund change. He would. The man bought him a duplex in Abuja. He said, this duplex is your own. He sent me the picture of the duplex, furnished. It was like a house outside this country. This is your own. As I bought it, bought land, built it, everything, take. Then he came back to him. He said, I want to do major property and estate development, and you are to be in charge of everything. He said, I've tried many people. None could stand the test, but you passed. Everything, millions. It's profitable to possess character, especially in the area of money. And in Nigeria here, the area of money is number one area of zero character. Two friends have separated since for one tiny business. They have separated since. There are people who have never
done a neat business without cheating person. They must cheat person. But it's a new day. What God cannot give you, don't let crookedness give you. Lift up your hands and let's appreciate God. Go ahead and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Lift your voice. Lift your hands. Honor him. Adore him. Worship him. Glorify him. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Mekadesh. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Anybody ready here today? For the sake of time, I'm going to rush through this and we'll take it as a point of prayer. Lift up your hands and say, Father.
Father.
Say it louder. Say, Father.
Father.
I come before you today.
I come before you today.
To receive your grace.
To receive your grace.
To live free.
To live free.
Of the lifestyle.
The lifestyle.
Of borrowing.
Of borrowing.
And indebtedness.
Indebtedness.
I receive the grace.
I receive the grace.
To be able to demarcate.
Between what is business.
And what is personal.
What is personal.
I receive the grace.
I receive the grace.
For diligence.
For diligence.
In business.
In business.
In my assignment.
Assignment.
In my endeavor.
I receive the grace.
For excellence.
For excellence.
In everything I do,
I receive the grace
to do what I know and to know what I do.
I receive the
grace to uphold integrity and be faithful in financial dealings. I receive that grace. I receive it now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. 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 I receive that grace. I receive that grace. I receive that grace. I receive the grace. Let us separate. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ, they. Young lady came all the way from America and he said someone told him to go to Abuja to meet me that there is a financial mantle. And she herself saw in a dream in a revelation where she said, I hear that you have a financial mantle. I know you have a financial mantle. Can you give me some of it? You are going to tell the Lord the financial mantle in this house. Father, I connect to financial mantle for financial miracles. I connect to the financial mantle in this house to step into the realm of financial miracles. Lift your voice and lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I connect
my life
to the financial
mantle
in the house
for financial
miracles.
Miracles.
I connect now. Open your mouth and pray. Let us separate. Jesus. There are so many people that so many things are already very wrong. Father, grace to come out of the financial rot. Some are so indebted to the neck. I don't want to borrow again, but how do I come out of the one I am owing? I don't want to be in debt again. Father, the miracle of debt freedom. I ask for the miracle of freedom. Freedom from the financial rot, from the financial mess. Freedom from indebtedness. I make demands. I receive your help. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father,
I receive
your help and deliverance from the financial rot. I have found myself.
I receive
freedom from indebtedness,
from begging,
from borrowing.
From laziness,
from depending on others for survival.
I receive deliverance,
help, and mercy.
I receive it now.
Open your mouth and pray.
I receive it. Mahashad.
In the name of Jesus, there is enough money in this nation for every citizen to live some level of life. Many years ago, we traveled to Singapore and we saw condominiums, high-rise flats, a mass, uninhabited. And we asked our tour person who led us, what are these? He said, these are houses for the citizens. And that some of the houses are for children that are yet to be born. Here we live in a country of very, very massive landmass. Very, very massive oppression. How many of you know that the structure of our nation is wired for oppression? Wired. How many of you know that, for example, at the National Assembly in the House of Rep, that you don't have equal number of representatives from every state? It's as if the whole land is charmed so that nobody is aware, or they are aware, they don't say anything. A place like Bayelsa has 9 local governments. There are places elsewhere that have 40-something local governments in one state. And if voting is to be done for any matter that borders on sensitive, either religious or whatever issues, it is impossible. I hear that there are some 2 states in some part of this country whose collective votes or representation is more than the whole of the region, Southeast or South, are put together. Wired and structured for oppression. So God needs to do a totalitarian work.
Totalitarian.
Most of the structure that we are running on were established by dictatorial governments that existed, created local governments, created constituencies and so on, then by the force of military power and a democratic setting is running on a dictatorial platform. Dictatorial. Skewed in the favor of a region. Structured for permanent oppression. Structured for permanent inequality. But a thorough work will be done.
Amen.
And it's never too late with God.
Amen.
Am I communicating? Father, do a new work in our country. Something is already happening, and Jehovah shall do it. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19. Any charm they have done in our country, let it spoil. Let it spoil. Let the eyes of people open. Let the eyes of the youth open. Let the eyes of everyone open. Say, no way! This cannot continue anymore.
Amen.
Behold, I do a new thing. Behold, I do a new thing. Behold, I do a new thing. Lift your hands and lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
we ask that you will do a new thing in our nation.
Do
a new thing in our nation.
Do
a new thing in our nation. Now, open your mouth and pray. Do a new thing in our nation. 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 Do something new in our nation. Do a new thing in our nation. Do a new thing in our nation. Mashada Baya. A new thing. A new thing. A new thing. A new thing. In Jesus' precious name. And in your life, say, Father,
do a new thing
in my life. Today,
do a new thing
in my life. Open your mouth and pray. Do a new thing. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. I'm about to pray, and then we'll release a blessing by the message of God. Now, anywhere you are this morning, those here, those watching all over the world, you want to make your ways right with Jesus. You know that your life is not in order. You want that financial integrity or integrity in other areas. You want to make your ways right with Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to be a new day for you. I'd like you to pray this prayer with me and say after me, Lord Jesus, say it louder, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life, Lord, and make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever. And backward never. The grace to live for you, I receive it now. Thank you, Lord, for hearing, and thank you for answering. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You pray that prayer, can I see your hand up? You pray that prayer of surrender, and even if you didn't pray that prayer, but you need to surrender your life to Jesus, quickly pick your Bibles and pick your bags and run to the front here. I live for Jesus day after day. Take that song. Quickly run to the front. I'll give you the count of 7. 1. Rush forward quickly. 2. Rush forward everywhere. 5.
Day after day, I live for Jesus.
6.
For Jesus. Let no one name.
And 7. Say it again. 1.
a big clap and a shout of praise and be seated in the presence of the Lord. Place your right hand on your chest, those of you in the front, and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken and grace to live for you, for God, be released upon you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.